This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. The Union Home Ministry has asked the states to conduct mock drills tomorrow to evaluate civil defence preparedness. It has decided to organise the civil defence exercise and rehearsal across the 244 categorised civil defence districts of the country. The conduct of the exercise is planned up to the village level. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan is currently holding a meeting with chief secretaries of states through video conferencing on civil defence mock drill. Our correspondent reports that the civil defence exercise is aimed to assess the operational efficacy and coordination of various civil defence measures.
This exercise aims to assess and enhance the readiness of civil defense mechanisms across all states and union territories. Its primary objective is to assess the effectiveness of air raid warning systems, operationalization of hotline or radio communication links with the Indian Air Force, as well as to test the functionality of control rooms. The exercise also includes training of civilians and students on the civil defense aspects to protect themselves in the event of hostile attack, besides the provision of crash blackout measures, provision for early camouflaging of vital installation and update of the evacuation plan and its rehearsal are also included in the mock drill. Saklan Akhtar for Akashwani News, Delhi.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has strongly condemned the Pahalgam terror attack and extended condolences to the families of the victims. He said that targeting civilians is unacceptable and those responsible must be brought to justice through credible lawful means. He told this to journalists at the UN headquarters in New York ahead of a closed-door Security Council meeting to address rising tensions between India and Pakistan. Mr. Guterres assured that the United Nations is ready to support any initiative that fosters de-escalation, diplomacy and a renewed commitment to peace. Punjab police and central agencies have recovered a large cache of arms and ammunition in a joint operation. Punjab Director General of Police, Gaurav Yadav, in a social media post said that the State Special Operations Cell Amritsar, along with the central agency, recovered the weapons from a forested area near Tibba Nangal Kular Road in SBS Nagar. The cache includes rocket propellers, improvised explosive devices and hand grenades. The DGP said this is a major breakthrough against cross-border terrorism. He said that the preliminary investigation indicates a coordinated attempt by Pakistan's ISI and allied terror outfits to revive sleeper cells in Punjab. He reiterated that Punjab police remains committed to safeguarding national security and dismantling terror infrastructure in the state. The Government of India has conveyed its concerns in the strongest terms to the Canadian High Commission in New Delhi regarding the parade held in Toronto, where unacceptable imagery and threatening language were used against its leadership and Indian citizens residing in Canada. Sources said that India has once again called on the Canadian authorities to act against anti-India elements who spread hatred and advocate extremism and separatist agenda. Voting for the local government elections in Sri Lanka is currently underway across the island, where varying turnout in various districts. Most districts have reported turnout of about 10 to 15% till 10 a.m., with Vavuniya polling over 20% and Jaffna at 6%. The polls are the third nationwide election within a year that witnessed presidential and parliamentary elections late last year. The domestic benchmark indices is trading low after opening flat today following mixed global cues and geopolitical tensions. Sensex was down by 214 points at 80,583 and Nifty was down by 72 points at 24,389 when reports last came in. The IPL cricket host Mumbai Indians will face Gujarat Titans at Wankhede Stadium this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. Earlier, the match began between Delhi Capitals and Sunrisers Hyderabad was abandoned due to heavy rain at the innings break in Hyderabad last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.